Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The situation and the discussion around grants is, of course, a very, very complex one. We've spoken about this many times before. The point, the ultimate purpose is to get the economy back on track. It is to get people employed. But at the same time, there is the real reality of the number of people living in South Africa in abject poverty. How do we deal with that? Siobhan Redford is an economist at Rand Merchant Bank. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Very well, thank you. It's such a complex situation because in a perfect world, of course, this shouldn't exist. But we live in an incredibly imperfect world. So now what?
I thank you for this so beautifully, the issue that we face here. And as you say, in a perfect world, we wouldn't be worried about poverty, about unemployment, about, you know, hunger. But, you know, the reality is that South Africa has a very large portion of its population who are unemployed, who, you know, don't say, you know, with children, child-headed households. And this has only worsened during the pandemic, you know, and that, you know, in to some extent, what we saw in July, the riots is, partly a kind of that was a symptom of how bad this has become in South Africa. And so, you know, the government is aware that they need to do something that is practical, that gives support to people while at the same time trying to boost the economy and create more jobs.
Yeah. That's the reality of it. We have to try and do that. But are we making progress in that regard?
So the 350 Rand relief of the stress grant definitely seems to have plugged some hole. I mean, it's actually quite a small amount. But, you know, it has helped people, I think, out of the most dire situation. When it comes to the economic side, you know, it's one of these things where South Africa is really good at diagnosing what is wrong with the economy. Literally, I don't think you'll find, you know, any economist, even international organizations saying it's not that we don't know what's wrong. We do. We know that we have electricity supply constraints, you know, and that comes down to Eskom and that needs to be plugged. And that's the first major constraint, that there are issues with municipalities and supply delivery, which, you know, don't only affect households, but also business. You know, that we have this issue with broadband spectrum allocation, which has been promised to be, you know, sorted out, the auction be done for the past at least 2 years. So there are a number of pretty clear issues, and, you know, we have started seeing some progress with respect to the ports, bringing in, you know, potential, you know, investigating the opportunity for private sector participation. You know, the fact that you can get 100 megawatts of embedded generation without having to apply for a license, but rather do go through a registration process, which isn't, you know, necessarily super, you know, that's not an overnight program, but it's a lot shorter than the licensing process. We're talking months rather than years. So there are signs of progress, but there is still a lot to do.
Yeah. And in terms of the actual grants, do we have a number that a family or a person actually needs in order to survive, assuming they are unable to find work, which is unfortunately the case in many parts of this country?
So I'm going to be quite honest. I don't know what that number is, but there will be estimates of a kind of a poverty line number for South Africa. And that would, you know, say, okay, and, you know, anything below this means that you're not able to, you know, basically meet your most basic needs. So that, you know, is kind of what you're looking at. The 350 Rand grant is definitely well below that.
Yeah. It just can't be. It just cannot be that we can manage it, that anyone can manage at that level.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And you know what? This is why, you know, given this, this NTBTS that we've just seen, I think one of the reasons why we didn't see much discussion, you know, there's an acknowledgement that that National Treasury are investigating options, but, you know, they want to try and find the best possible option that gives the most benefit to those who need it without necessarily having to increase expenditure, you know, just, you know, completely. So it could also see a rejigging of some of the social expenditure plans we already have in existence, rather than, you know, just adding to the entire portfolio.
Is it dangerous to spend so much time focusing on grants rather than employment? And I know everybody says, well, you should be doing all these things simultaneously, but the reality is that we do have a limited amount of focus. We see that in media every day. When the media chooses to focus on something, it is at the expense of something else. When we talk about something on this interview that we're having, and a discussion that we're having around grants, is at the expense of a discussion of some about something else. So that's just the reality with how these things work. We don't have all the capacity in the world. If we're focusing as we do on grants, does it come at the expense of focusing on something else, which is improving the economy and employment? I know it's quite a philosophical question, but I'm just fascinated by our almost obsession with grants, whereas we should be obsessed with employment, I think.
So I'm just going to say, while you were giving me this, I was just thinking, you sound like you're ready to be a qualified economist. You understand the concept of trade-offs, limited right. resources. You know, basically that is the realm in which we operate as economists. So, you're right there and there. but no, you know what? You're right. You know, I think that there is a dual focus. I think grants also get a lot more airtime because they, in some ways, are more controversial, but also from a political point, are definitely a bigger tick item. You know, that's an easy kind of it's an easy win. So I think you see, you know, that perhaps the focus also is being given in that sense. I think that the fact that National Treasury are probably looking at multiple ways of approaching this issue is necessary, because we spend already so much. And I think this was so important that, you know, our Minister of Finance emphasized, you know, how much we really spend on the social wage, to try and be like, guys, we can't necessarily spend more, but perhaps we need to be more efficient with what we do spend and make it better. And you know what, if we can reach more people by either not increasing expenditure or just increasing it slightly, then that becomes, you know, that then puts, you know, protests on, you know, off and destruction off the table for a large portion of the population. But at the same time, definitely jobs need to be. And that's, again, something that we've heard the Minister of Finance speak about. He's passionate about, you know, dealing with jobs and creating jobs. But, you know, these are kind of also, it's about time. It's about the trade-offs now, but it's also about timing. Social grants is a shorter term fix. It's a now fix, whereas jobs and job creation is more complex. So it's about ensuring that we become a better investment destination. So that means a lot of the structural reform, which my colleague the other day said, I'm so sick and tired of hearing about structural reform. Unfortunately, it is basically the best and most sustainable way for us to improve our growth trajectory and create more jobs in this economy. And then further, you know, even more complex is to look at the nature of our labor force. You know, we have a high, you know, kind of a high proportion who are, you know, viewed to be unskilled. So, you know, how do we go about either skilling up some of these people, particularly the youth, and how do we, you know, in an even longer term, you know, start looking at our education system to make our population, our labor force, skilled for the future.
Siobhan Redford, economist at Rand Merchant Bank, was chatting to us about the government grants, the focus on government grants. It is 7:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.